This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Cattle market today, Leslie, saw additional upside. The upside for the cattle complex mainly saw new highs made for our current bounce to the upside. We continue to see good technical buying in the marketplace. Even the higher grains today did not weigh on the cattle prices. The lean hogs, they traded and closed mostly lower, with the largest losses being in the front contracts. We also saw our choice box beef down by 16 cents, selects down 30, and a movement of 91 loads of the cattle slaughter estimated at 106,000 head. On the close today, we saw the February live cattle 55 cents higher, April live cattle 87 higher, January feeders up $1.72, March feeders up $1.92, and February lean hogs down $1.37.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U features breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpjace.com/sorghumu for more information. Sorghum U is brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkout Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal.
Happy New Year to you and yours from Superior Livestock Auction. First couple of sales of the new year been set by the Superior folks. Coming up this Friday, January 9th, first sale of the new year, a great offering. They'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll start at 1 o'clock Central Time on Friday afternoon, 800-422-2117 for more details, or check out SuperiorLivestock.com for more information as well. This Friday, January 9th, check it out.
Tom, how did the grain market trade today?
Well, Leslie, we saw something completely different than last week. We saw the buying return to our grain and our soybean complex. Technical buying and fund buying seemed to be the main factors that lifted the markets higher today. There was also a certain amount of money flow probably changing today as it moved out of the equities, which were under pressure, into the ag commodities. Now, China today did buy 233,000 metric tons of our U.S. old crop soybeans. When you get past that, kind of hard to find any big news out there moving the marketplace around. On our close, March KC wheat, 7¾ cents higher. July KC up 7 cents. March Chicago wheat up 7¾. March corn was up 10¼. July corn up 10 cents. March soybeans 37¾ higher. July beans up 37 cents. And the March cotton up 101 points.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.